In less than 6 weeks, Americans will decide who will succeed Barack Obama as U.S. president. It's Hillary Clinton versus Donald Trump. And later today, the candidates face one another in the first election debate. Our U.S. correspondent Simon Marks is in New York for us this afternoon. Hi there, Simon. Astonishing the size of the audience that will consume this debate.
Yes, absolutely. We think up to 100 million pairs of eyes will be on this debate when it gets underway here at Hofstra University in Long Island in just a few hours' time. And critically for the two candidates, first of all, a new opinion poll out just a few hours ago suggested that they walk into that hall tonight behind me in a dead heat, 46% apiece in the latest national opinion survey. And critically for the candidates, more than half of those voters who are currently undecided say that this presidential debate and the two others that are due to take place between now and Election Day on November the 8th will play a significant role in helping them make their decisions. The stage is set in that building behind me, quite literally, for a 90-minute uninterrupted debate, six 15-minute segments, very broad topics in this first debate, America's direction, achieving prosperity and securing the United States. So a whole host of issues, both domestic and international in nature, will come up in this debate, and all eyes will be on both Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump for what is not just going to be, I think, a political clash, but really a cultural clash, with all signs pointing to quite a pugilistic encounter between the two of them.
You make an important point there. A lot of analysts are looking at this and pointing to the two very different personalities, comparing bombastic reality TV show Donald Trump with Hillary Clinton, a female politician making a play for the American presidency, and a woman we know has disliked media attention in the past.
Yes, absolutely. And there's a further contrast in the way in which they've both been preparing for these debates. Hillary Clinton over the last week absolutely wallowing in the minutiae of briefing books, boning up on policy, ready to come out flying on any particular issue that is raised with real details about the program that she's offering. Donald Trump, he has been rehearsing for this debate, but he's also been making the point that he doesn't want to be overly prepared for it. He says that he's seen candidates in the past who he believes have overly prepared for these debates and whose performances have suffered as a result. So Donald Trump very much poised to adopt the same sort of shoot from the hip approach to politics that he's adopted throughout this presidential election campaign, but he's also under pressure from his own campaign aides to rein in some of the bigoted, violent rhetoric that he's used on the campaign trail over the last several months, on occasion even inciting acts of violence or being accused of inciting acts of violence against the media, against Hillary Clinton herself. So Donald Trump is under pressure not just to be a showman on the stage of that debate in a few hours' time, but also to show that he is presidential timber and presidential metal. Remember that the Hillary Clinton campaign insists he isn't.
There are scholars who've watched the outcomes of previous debates, comparing, for example, Mitt Romney with Barack Obama in the past. Obama being described as disengaged and frankly boring in some of the previous debates, given the sort of intellectual sort of trend in his thinking. I mean, do these presidential debates really predict who will take the presidency?
Well, you know, the Barack Obama example is interesting because remember when he came into those debates with Mitt Romney in 2012, he'd already been president for 4 years. And this isn't an adversarial parliamentary system. So Barack Obama walked into that room and it literally had been 4 years before anybody had kind of publicly and directly taken him to task. This debate's different. Both Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump are running for election, not having been president of the United States. So they're used to a bruising back and forth on the campaign trail. Hillary Clinton having gone through bruising encounters with Bernie Sanders. Donald Trump having faced off against at one point more than a dozen Republican rivals in the race for the Republican Party's presidential nomination. Traditionally, do these debates make a difference? Well, traditionally, often they don't, unless a candidate makes a jarring mistake that comes back to haunt him in the days and weeks ahead. But, you know, we're not in traditional political waters. This has been the most unconventional presidential election of the modern era, and with the two candidates tied in national polls, there is absolutely everything to play for here.
Simon Marks, you've set that out so well for us. Thank you so much for that update. US correspondent Simon Marks, live to us from New York. All your sport and weather when afternoon news continues. Stay with us.